Say, neighbor, you're going to have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to perceive what the Word of God says tonight to change your mind. Change mine. Amen? Okay. We're going on a little bit of a journey. God willing, it won't be too long. But I had a word that was pressed in, and it concerns authority. And Jesus had authority, and we are to be given authority. But in reality, many Christians are not ready to handle the authority. But as a corporate son, we will be. So Matthew 28:18 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Well, has the corporate son received that? Matthew 28:18. And you can also go to John chapter 10. Because it's very simple to watch the growth of our Savior. From the time he was in the water being baptized to the time that he was literally released into the different levels of authority, he was consistently obedient. John chapter 10 verse 18 says, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." So who's he trusting?
Papa.
Papa. When you trust your daddy, your Abba, you'll never be disappointed. Matthew 7:29. "Because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law." Not as their teachers of the law. So the rabbis of the law were not teaching from authority. And the people knowing what they had been involved in, when he would speak, they would be overwhelmed. Mark 1:27. "The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, 'What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him.'" Kind of cool, huh? Last verse, John 5:27, on authority again. "And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man." John 5:27. So you got a good idea as to why he was so different. And there was a reason and a purpose. Now I'm going to take you to Luke chapter 8. And we're going to take it in context because we were told that we were going on a journey. Amen? We were also told that we're going in a boat. Isn't that cool? Yeah. So let's kind of rehearse this and get a good look at it. Luke 8:22. "One day Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's go over to the other side of the lake.'" Is that a commission or not?
Yes.
Yeah. So they got into the boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. If he wasn't a man, would he have fallen asleep? Did he have emotions? Did he have tired hit him? Yes. Did he have hunger hit him? Yes. As they sailed, he fell asleep. I can just imagine what it feels like to be in a boat on Galilee, just floating along. I mean, how long do you think you need to be rocked when you're pooped? Fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped. And they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." What an incredible future. Right? How many of you have ever had, "I'm about to die, I can't take this anymore"? Amen. What a confession. "Master, Master, we're going to drown." They are prophesying, aren't they? Have you ever prophesied the same? Yes. Isn't it nice that you can learn to keep your mouth shut? Watch this part. "He got up, rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm." And then this is what he says to them. "Where's your faith?" I bet you he wanted to slap him on the side of the head. "Where's your faith?" He asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Boy, does that show you where we are as a body of believers. Are you ready to get into a boat and then corporately to stand and command the wind to stop blowing and then to command the waves to stop shaking and moving? And it would obey. Yeah. I'm pausing because I want you to ponder on that truth. That's a little bit of your future. When I was reading this today, I had a flashback. How many of you remember there was a tornado that hit in June? Mm-hmm. In Springfield, Massachusetts. It hit in West Springfield. And 2 days before, the Holy Spirit told me to go and visit the LA Fitness Club. Now, I belong to a different place. I've been there for years and years. I've tried to go a different place, and the Lord won't let me. So, I argued with the Lord, what am I going to do at LA Fitness? But there was one gentleman that had told me about it, and he said they're running a special, and there's a great big poster that's saying, and it's like half price. So it's kind of seducing, you know? Would have been kind of cool. So I said, "Lord, I'll go tomorrow." Now, does God know your heart and your head before you open up? Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
So the next day, I put my gear together and off I went to LA Fitness, and I went through the introduction, blah, 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 and put on and went into, into my gym clothes, etc. And I'm saying to God, "What am I doing here? What are you making me do? I have no press to do anything. The machinery is not like the one at the other, blah, blah, blah. I can find fault with everything and everyone because I'm out of my box." Okay? He finally tells me to look around. I did a little bit of exercise, not that much. And because I was so out of place and didn't know what I was there for, he wouldn't tell me. Look at your neighbor, say, "God knows how to keep a secret." So, I'm 3/4 of the way through my routine. I finally did a few things. I'm kind of more or less self-satisfied now that, you know, it's behind me. And he says, "Go to the 3rd floor. Okay. I go to the 3rd floor and I'm thinking, you know. He said, take a look over towards the bridge. Is it called Memorial Bridge, the big one? Well, obviously, from the third floor, you can see Memorial Bridge. A, perfect. Okay? Lord, what am I doing here? Put your hands on the windows.
Yes, Lord.
And pray in the Spirit. So here I go. I'm watching to see if anybody in the stairs, right? Both hands on the window. And I begin. And I pray until... Oh, yes.
Okay.
You don't create anything by thinking, girl.
No, but I meant like not under your...
No, out loud.
Okay.
Not too loud. Yeah, okay. And I'm looking around and I'm keeping an eye. And I finally get to the place where there's total peace. Oh, good. Whew, that was weird. And Lord, is there anything else? Goes to the other window. So I went to another window, put my hands in that direction. And it was more or less towards West Springfield that time, because the first one was more or less towards the bridge. Prayed again. All of a sudden, it was released. I'm all set. Okay, you can go down. So I went downstairs, and I went into a hot tub. Tried the pool, didn't care for it. And got out of there, and the guy, of course, tells me, oh, I can have an extra thing, you know, that you can come back, and so on and so on. Well, thank you very much for your hospitality, and... I'll let you know. Well, he says, the special is on until the end of the month. I said, good news. Thank you so much. Well, obviously, those of you who remember, when that tornado hit West Springfield, it was on the news. My granddaughter, great-granddaughter, is not that old at that time, three. Her mother is at our house because she can't stay home because... any kind of storm, she just literally cannot stay in her house, so she drove over. And she's bent out of shape. She is literally bent out of shape. And we're in my office downstairs, and the TV is in the corner. And the TV is there, and of course, I'm walking around the house, just, you know, so there's a tornado. It's, you know, the wind is blowing. I said, well, the wind blows. If there's a tornado, we are under the blood. There's nothing to worry about. You're going to be fine. Oh, but Pepe! I said, listen, Tracy, just be quiet. God knows what he's doing. Everything is going to be fine. God's going to take care of all the details. And then, of course, the news hit that you watched, and you can see the churning of the Connecticut. Okay? And now I've got a flashback where I was the day before. And that's where I was. My two hands were right towards the bridge. I can't tell anybody. They'll think I'm an absolute nut. So I said, oh my God, Lord, what did you do through me? And I got nothing for a response. He knows how to keep a secret. No response. The storm continues. Rips open West Springfield, and it rips open on the south end. Okay? I had not prayed in that area. Now you say, why did he choose you? I wish I knew!
And why didn't you pray in that area? You don't know that either.
Don't have any knowledge of that. It was his plan that was at stake.
Yeah.
Not Kim's plan. But I'm in total peace in my entire being. This raging thing is going all over the place. They're showing destruction to A to Z. I am in total, total peace. There is not an ounce of anxiety anywhere in my body. And in my mind. And of course, this is driving them. Granddaughter, nuts. Because she's all worked up. We're going to die, we're going to die. I says, if we do, we're going straight to heaven, big deal. And that did not go over too big. I'm making you laugh, but it's the truth. I am not exaggerating anything on this, okay?
She was on that bridge 2 minutes
before the tornado hit. She was off the bridge into West Springfield, and she was safe. So your prayers for her.
Like I said, I'm not guilty of anything except doing what he told me to do. Now, the byproduct of that was that there were many lives that were saved. There was one life lost in West Springfield and another one in Brimfield. But none of us know when it's time to go home, do we? And what is the worst thing that could happen to you if you went home to be with your family in the heavens? It would not be the end of the world. The point is that I'm trying to give you is there are hidden things in you that have been prepared for down the road. And you may not comprehend the fullness of it. You may not know everything that he's about to do in and through you. But as a corporate body, we do have authority. But we've got to get a word from Papa. Papa told me to go to LA Fitness. I didn't want to go. But I went because it wasn't impossible if I would just bow my knee and do it. But what if I didn't obey? He'd have to use somebody else. Come on.
Amen.
All right? And what if they were stubborn and didn't do it?
A bridge load of people would have been hurt.
Yes. Now, am I claiming any glory? Absolutely not. What I am aware of is how he's available to each of us to do the work that he's prepared in advance for us to do. That's what it's all about. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I'm available. Show me what to do.
Guide me and counsel me.
And give me the grace to carry it out.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy.